Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To remember Cobra Commander?
Cobra!
Yes. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Who was the guy with the mirror face?
Destro?
Yeah, that was
like
it.
A chrome head?
Yeah.
He was like bald, but like his head was all made of metal.
Yeah.
Maybe a little really shiny. Yes.
I mean, what are the odds of this organization having two commanders that have mirrors for faces?
I
gotta say, that was total predictive programming. They were getting us all ready for having a nameless, literally faceless, terrorist organization that was international, and that's what the U.S. military would be going after?
Yeah, at the very least, it's coincidental foreshadowing. Or programming, if you want to look deeper.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences.
I was a fan of G.I. Joe, the comic, or the cartoon, when it came out. Like, that was my thing. I came home from school, you know, 4 o'clock, 3:30, whatever time it was. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, oh, yeah, I got to turn on channel whatever because G.I. Joe is going to be on.
Yeah, and they had this amazing ability of shooting lasers at each other without ever hurting anyone.
Yeah. They had, you know, the theme song, Real American Hero, right. All this kind of thing. And, like, I look back at it now and I'm like, holy balls, was I propagandized?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it works, man. If you tell people you're going into the military, you're a hero.
Yeah. So some people listening are wondering, what's up with Mr. Freeman? Why is he not in chair number one?
You're going to have to sibilate less.
Yes. All right, I'll stop doing that. It's annoying. I have an unwritten parody song. It's Barry Manilow's Copacabana.
Mm.
But you just change the
Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander. He was the Cobra Commander. Right? I don't have any other words. I have some words for it somewhere, but I've never actually finished writing that song or that parody anyway. But every time Cobra Commander comes up, I immediately have the Cobra Commander Copacabana in my head.
Yeah, some jokes you got to figure if the punchline makes it worth writing the joke for.
This one I think does, but I think it would have to be accompanied by an appropriate video, you know, a music video for it to really hit home.
Mm.
It's one of the things I've been lacking in my parody artist, we'll call it career, for lack of a better term, not that I've ever profited off of that. I've put way more money into music than I will ever get out, that's for sure.
Mm.
But one of the things I've been lacking on is music videos for the parodies. And so whenever I decide to do some parodies again, video will be a very important component of doing those. I have a couple of irons in the fire, so to speak, on that front, but nothing I'm really, you know, willing to put a date and time on as far as completion and all that. They're all just sort of in the idea phase.
I wonder if AI will reach the point where we can use it for animation by that point.
Well, there's some things that I'm exploring that will lead to video if they go my way. But if they don't go my way, then I'm going to have to figure out something different. But none of that even can happen until, I don't know, mid-late October before, you know, that can go down. So, and then there's, of course, you know, the recording of the songs and the mixing of the songs and the mastering and, you know, all the fun stuff that goes along with it, but we could talk about that another time. I would like to start this show. We are going to talk about the New Mexico governor who has, I don't know if you've heard this, it's been all the rage on the social media for the last 6-7 hours.
I'm sorry, I get 90% of my news through meme form.
There's been some memes, but not specifically mentioning this. But
as soon as I find a meme that I clearly don't get, I know something has happened in the world.
The New Mexico governor has issued an order suspending the right to carry firearms, either openly or concealed, with permits across Albuquerque and whatever county Albuquerque is in.
Why?
We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. But it's horrifying. It's one of these, you know, well, I've declared a state of emergency, therefore I have more power. Mm. Right? It's sickening.
Well, if there's anything that really qualifies the modern American era, it's the petty tyrant.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020 showed us exactly how bad local government really is.
Yeah, and we'll get back to this and talk about it. It is our main story. I've titled the show, you know, New Mexico governor suspends, you know, guns or whatever. But I want to talk a little bit about the founder of this program, Mr. Ian Freeman.
Mm.
This is a call, if you will, a call out to anyone. The Saturday Night Show is our biggest show. It's our most popular one. It's the largest broadcast area. So I want to put a call out to everyone whom Ian has ever helped. Monday at 10 a.m. in Concord at the federal courthouse is his sentencing hearing. This has been postponed a few times, and there's a tiniest bit of chance that it'll be postponed again, but it's so minute that people are flying in from places to make sure that they attend. Media will be there. So if you are an activist whom Ian has helped, if you are a listener whose life has been changed by this program, by Ian's efforts, if you are somebody just in the community here in New Hampshire, the Freedom Community, the Free State Project, and you moved or became a part of the Freedom Community as a result of Free Talk Live and Ian's efforts, if Ian has helped you in any way in your business world, because I know that oftentimes when people come here, if they meet Ian will be, hey, so what do you do? Oh, yeah, you might get along with so-and-so, or so-and-so is in this industry, and he'll introduce people to, and he does this all, of course, for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does these public services for no fee, right? He just connects people because, well, he's all about freedom all the time.
Yeah.
And so this is a call out to everyone that Ian Freeman has ever assisted, whose life he has changed, who has had an impact on you or your business in a positive way. Please show up. It would mean a great deal, not only to Ian, but to the Liberty community at large, to see the largest possible turnout of people at the courthouse that we can get for this. Yeah. So I'm asking you as human beings, if you've been assisted in any way, do whatever you can to show up at 10 a.m. on Monday in Concord, New Hampshire for this court hearing. I want to pack the courthouse, and I want there to be standing room only in the street. There will be media there, of course. I'm assuming there will be two documentary filmmakers there because they've been to everything that coincides with the Crypto 6 trials thus far. There will be, of course, local media there. There will be some other national media there. And you need to be there. If you're listening to this broadcast, do whatever you have to do to get to Concord, New Hampshire on Monday by 10 a.m. I realize not everybody's going to be able to do that, but, you know, if it just so happens that you can, you have the ability, you have the money to do it, do it. So, there's the call. I'll mention this again repeatedly, both today and tomorrow, but Ian and his wife have decided to have a night out on this Saturday before all this goes down on Monday, and so he asked me kindly, he's like, hey, man, me and the wife are going out. Can you fill in? And I said, of course, dude. I got your back. So here we are. Ian Freeman has the night off. So moving right along. It is Free Talk Live. in the studio tonight. It's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me tonight.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
The telephone number, because we are a live call-in radio program, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. The big news, of course, and this just happened today. I only bumped into it because I got on some social media.
Oh. Second Amendment doesn't apply in Albuquerque.
Apparently the Constitution doesn't apply in New Mexico as long as the governor thinks there's an emergency.
Well, not all of New Mexico, just Albuquerque.
Well,
you can have your rights in the human rights zone over there.
This is the governor, so like if everybody just goes along with this... which they shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I would love to see a mass uprising of the citizens of the greater Albuquerque area and the Bernalillo County area, rise up and say, no, we will not comply. Go do something to yourselves. And, maybe show up, carrying.
Go FCC yourself.
Yeah, and maybe show up carrying to wherever the heck this governor likes to spend time. Call the news. Make it known that this is unacceptable at every level. It's up to you. Like, the government's not going to step in, right? The police aren't going to come and arrest this governor, right? The local police, the state police, the FBI is not going to investigate the governor and arrest her. The CIA, any of these alphabet agencies, they're not going to do the internal affairs. Nothing is going to happen to this person unless the people make it happen.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Well, and honestly, this is the effect of having never normalized open carry. Because, I get it, like, you want to be polite, and that kind of upsets certain people. So in an effort to not upset certain people, you don't walk around strapped. But this is the effect of that, is that slowly but surely, the government becomes less and less polite to you as you are polite to everyone else.
Yeah. It's also the result of, again, the people. I'm looking at the average person, ordinary folk, who allowed things like the declaration of an emergency, right, to be written into law as giving these governors more power when they do so. Because we know that once you give the organization known as government the breadth of, if I declare an emergency, I get more power, then they're going to invent emergency after emergency after emergency.
Honestly, this is something that I have never comprehended why people fall for this. Like, the powers that they have during an emergency
are the
powers that they have.
Well, because it's too complex for the regular person to understand, Mr. Mountaineer. It's so complex, the running of governments and being a man of state is so complex, the regular person could never comprehend it. That's how most people actually feel.
Look, the powers that they have during an emergency are the powers that they have. Period. Full stop. That is how it always works, that's how it always will work, that's how it always has worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh wow, shocker, they will declare an emergency when it is not really called for because it gives them more power. Shocking. And honestly, if you act like prisoners, you will be treated like prisoners. And 2020 proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are willing to act as if we are in a prison.
Oh, very much so.
So is it really any big shock that they are now starting to say, well, now that we've acknowledged that this is a prison, why are we allowing people to be armed in here? Why are we allowing people to pick which substances they do and do not want to put in their body? These are our cattle.
And dear United States of America, if you live inside of the commonly recognized border of that name, it is up to you. You are the only one who can change this. The government isn't going to change them. They're not going to be like, oh, you know what? We shouldn't have done that. We're sorry. We'll take it back.
Right.
Because that has never happened. Name a time that that has happened. I can't name one. Can you?
No.
When the government's like, oops, we'll take that back. Sorry, guys.
Throughout history, governments of all stripes have only temporarily stepped back in terms of over-encroaching on people's rights and freedoms if, and only if, they perceive that that will allow them to do so more later. That's it. That's all there ever was.
Yeah, and much like, let's see, the TSA, the COVID lockdowns, and many other things governments have put forth. Well, this is only temporary, according to said governor.
Yeah.
Now, we know from history, recent history, that once some official person, governor in this case, from some state does a thing, that we inevitably get what I like to call the monkey see, monkey do effect.
Mm.
So here is a person who has done a thing, and it's, you know, creating a whole bunch of press about it. I can't tell you how many different articles have been written about this already just since like 6 hours ago when I first learned of it. And in fact, I have two different sources just here tonight. There's several more. I just stopped at two because I'm like, well, okay, I guess we're talking about this tonight.
Yeah.
What we're going to see, of course, is some other governor in some other state repeating this action because it generated so much publicity.
Yeah.
Bad or good, it doesn't matter. It's the amount of publicity that it's generating that is going to definitely result in a monkey see, monkey do effect. That means in your state, if you're not in New Mexico, it's entirely possible that your governor might issue the same type of order.
Yeah. And I guarantee that this has assured this politician's place in the Democratic Party for the rest of his life.
It's her. Or at least so I've been told. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has issued an emergency public health order.
That's what it is. It's just not healthy.
Temporarily suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and surrounding Bernalillo County. Which, just the headline in and of itself, should make everybody who, again, resides in the area commonly referred to as the United States of America, quake in your shoes. This is a thing that should never happen. Santa Fe, New Mexico. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Friday issued an emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days in response to a spate of gun violence.
A spate of gun violence.
Yeah, I don't really know what a spate is. What's a spate?
I don't know. You're supposed to call a spate a spate? Is that a precise that's, measurement?
It's a different word, and yeah, not spate. The Democratic governor said she expects legal challenges, but was compelled to act because of recent shootings, including the death of an 11-year-old boy outside a minor league baseball stadium this week. Michelle Lujan Grisham said state police would be responsible for enforcing what amounts to civil violations. Like, how can you make state police responsible for enforcing a civil violation?
Yeah, that was gobbledygook to me.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina said he won't enforce it, and Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen said he's uneasy about it because it raises too many questions about constitutional rights.
Yeah. Well, I mean, raises questions is one way of saying utterly violates.
Yeah.
But sure.
How about Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina? How about you walk into the governor's office and slap some cuffs on her? Chuck her in a cage.
Yeah.
Like you'd do anybody else who tried to force their opinions upon everybody else. How about you uphold those oaths that you took?
Well, she's allowed to do that. Actually, no. That's the one thing she's not allowed to do.
The firearm suspension, classified as an emergency public health order, which, I mean, okay, let's see. As a state and as a governor and as an agency of supposedly law, criminal activity and the reduction of it, in theory, or at least so you claim, is part of your wheelhouse. And so what you're saying is that your administration thus far has failed completely at reducing gun violence. And so your reaction to this failure is to disarm a subset of people that are found to be the most law-abiding people on planet Earth? Like, if you look at the number of, like, concealed weapons permits holders, and you look at, like, 0.0000001% of them are ever involved in any sort of, you know, illegal or, you know, violent confrontation kind of thing, it's always in defense.
Right.
Right? It's never on the offense, right? Occasionally, like, something like, you know, a child gets a hold of his dad's gun or something like that, takes it to school, that'll occur, you know, from time to time. But,
and I mean, you can look into the numbers. They're overwhelming. The amount of crime that is stopped by guns just absolutely and utterly dwarfs the amount of crime that is done by guns.
Yeah.
And by the way, a spate is a sudden, almost overwhelming outpouring. I don't remember there being a sudden, almost overwhelming outpouring of gun violence. It seems to me like this is pretty much just the standard amount of gun violence ever.
Yeah, the only spate of violence would be the violence committed on a daily basis by the organization type known as government.
Yeah. Well, and it is just so profoundly stupid.
And
because this isn't going to stop the people that have decided that they're going to kill everyone. They're not going to go, I can't do it. It'd be illegal.
And
no, this is just literally going to stop the people who could stop the killers.
So when reading this, my immediate thought is that she classified this as an emergency public health order. And so my first thought
that
is...
That, I think, is the scariest part about this.
My first thought is, what does this have to do with public health?
And if this is health, what isn't? And if this is what you can do in the name of health, what can't you?
603-283-6160. I would like to propose that we change one of these words to reveal a closer statement to the truth. 603-283-6160. More coming up. We'll talk more about this governor who has outlawed guns.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds were injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco. Here's the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official official announcement on Friday confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. About an hour later, SpaceX verified the rocket had effectively placed the satellites in low Earth orbit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you might ask? Well, we're a live call-in radio program where we talk about things from the perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity. How to achieve those things. And within that, it's generally within the realm of what's known as libertarianism. Voluntarism is also a term that I like to use because it describes the philosophy way more succinctly than saying libertarian. A lot of folks will want to differentiate themselves when using the libertarian title. Capital L libertarian generally refers to somebody who is desiring of the Libertarian Party, the political party, call it the Libertarian Party. There are people don't identify as such that refer to themselves, we'll say philosophically, as a lowercase l libertarian. That is to say that they believe in peace, freedom, you know, voluntary cooperation, don't violate consent, you know, all these kinds of things. There are folks who call themselves anarchists. Ooh, big scary word, anarchists. No, it doesn't mean chaos. No, it doesn't mean, you know, kids with mohawks and bicycles and skateboards and Molotov cocktails. Anarchy just means no rulers. It doesn't mean no rules. Everybody knee-jerks like, well, if we had no rules, it would be chaos. No, that's not what anarchy means. Anarchy does not mean no rulers. It means no rules. I'm sorry, I have that backwards. It does not mean no rules. It means no rulers. That is to say, an, meaning no, and archon, meaning ruler. It's pretty simple to break the etymology of that one down.
And not the 12-inch one.
Right.
The oppressive, tyrannical one.
Right. So, and that is to say, like a lot of sort of the left anarchists will be, well, anti-authority. Well, there's two kinds of authority, right? And it's important to differentiate the two. The authority that most people recognize is that of the government, of the state, whatever government you find yourself living under, because the entire world has been claimed by governments at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place to go where you can live without a government. They claim to own the earth, even though they didn't buy it from anybody. But that is the most common authority that most people associate with the word authority. We've got to call the authorities.
You've got to listen to authoritative sources, because if the government said it, it is absolutely part of reality. It could not possibly be any kind of mistruth or lie.
Right. So the better kind of authority is that of an expert in a field. If I, I want to buy or build a house. I bought some property. There's no house on it. I'd like to live there. I'd like to build a house there. I have no idea how to build a house. Right? I can look into stuff. I can figure out, here's a company that you know, will 3D print a house on site. Or, hey, here's a reputable builder that I can talk with and consult with and hire them and a crew of people that come out and, you know, do the whole thing. Foundation, build the walls, you know, put the frames up, install plumbing, you know, electricity, all that kind of stuff. That would be an authority on building houses. Right.
That you voluntarily choose.
Ah, there's the key. Voluntarily choose.
And because you voluntarily choose that authority, it's a legitimate authority.
Right. As opposed to the one that is chosen for you when you never consented to it. That is an illegitimate authority.
Yeah. Either we choose to listen to people on the basis of them having proven their abilities and their knowledge, or on the basis of them having proven that they can hurt you.
The only thing that I can tell that politicians have proven is that they can lie better than everybody else.
Well, they've definitely proven that they can hurt you.
That they have. Before we go on, I want to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Are you tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? I sure am. You can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years, and it has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Spritz.finance can do that. And they can send dollars to your bank account in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and it's available in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thank you to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash. .org. All right. So looping back to the first segment, we've been talking about, what the heck is her name? Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico, has declared, just sort of announced, that I am issuing an order suspending your right to carry firearms anywhere, concealed or open, in Bernalillo County, which, of course, is where Albuquerque is.
Bruin decision, what's that?
Yeah. So, like, first of all, if you look at, any kind of a document, founding document, Bill of Rights, Constitution, that kind of thing, this should not be a thing that happens.
Right.
no governor should be able to go, oh, you know what? I decree that you can no longer be armed. This shouldn't happen. This is not specifically spelled out as a thing that government is responsible for, as a power that they have, or have been granted by the people, or whatever it is. I personally don't believe the Constitution really has any value at all. It's a piece of paper with a bunch of nicely written words on it, but it, in fact, has not limited government in any way, shape, or form. The United States government today, as compared to when it was founded, has gone from the, you know, oh, let's make the tiniest government possible so that men can be free. And it has grown into the largest empire ever in the history of planet Earth. Literally the Death Star.
Yeah, they really thought that small government would beget small government, and it turns out small government begets great wealth, and great wealth begets great government.
Yeah, well, especially when...
And I don't mean, like, good great, I just mean huge.
Yes, largesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Leon Grisham stated that the state police would be responsible for amounting, for enforcing what amounts to a civil violation. Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina said he won't enforce it, but Sheriff John Allen of Bernalillo County said he's uneasy about it because it raises too many questions about constitutional rights.
State police?
State police, yeah.
Huh. That seems like a weird thing for a city. You're going to have the state police.
Yeah, I don't know how often state police are roaming around Albuquerque.
Right? I mean... That just seems like a bizarre way to enforce this to me.
It is. The firearm suspension, classified as an emergency public health order, applies to open and concealed carry in most public places, from city sidewalks to urban recreational parks. The restriction is tied to a threshold for violent crime rates currently only met by the Metropolitan Albuquerque. Police and licensed security guards are exempt from the temporary ban.
Shocking. Oh, you mean their rules don't apply to them?
Yeah.
Gee, I haven't heard of that one before.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah.
So saith the tyrants. Violators could face civil penalties and a fine of up to $5,000. Gubernatorial spokeswoman Caroline Sweeney said, under the order, residents can still transport guns to some private location, such as a gun range or a gun store, provided the firearm has a trigger lock or some other container or mechanism making it impossible to discharge, and thus impossible to use in a self-defense situation.
Mm-hmm.
You could still have the gun, but it has to be inoperable.
We've decided that this area is so dangerous that it is illegal to protect yourself.
There is more to this story, of course, but let's take some of your calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Stefan.
Hey, Stefan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. What's on your mind tonight?
I would like to comment on this situation in New Mexico.
Please do.
And kind of give a non-libertarian stance on it, because when it comes to firearms ownership and gun rights, I'm definitely a moderate. I do own quite a few firearms myself, but I'm not necessarily opposed to restrictions. However, there is one very concerning issue in New Mexico particularly that's bothering me, which is they have a permit system for concealed carry.
They do?
Like, the state already has to have a process you have to go through to be considered approved in order to carry a firearm.
Yes, you must pay them a fee. You must get a document from them stating that you have jumped through all of the appropriate circus hoops, and you have paid them their fee. I don't know why they require a fee to do this, because their tax money is already paying for their bureaucracy, but whatever. And then, supposedly, you are allowed to concealed carry because you have met the stringent requirements.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too.
I'm personally in favor of that. I understand you guys are not. But the issue I have with this order in New Mexico, however, is I feel like it kind of increases the dissatisfaction when it comes to faith in government. Because imagine you live in Albuquerque and in that metropolitan area, and you did go through the process of getting your permit, and all of a sudden you have some yahoo who, honestly, I think is doing this for clout. There's no way this is going to make it through court. She has no authority to do it. So this really, in my opinion, is a PR stunt. But, you know, it creates a bit of bad faith. If you already went through the process of carrying a firearm, you know, which any responsible citizen would do, to be told that you can no longer practice the right that you rightfully earned by going through the process. And that's where my issue comes in.
I feel you. You know, I live in the state of New Hampshire, which does not require you to, you know, pay them a fee for your concealed weapons permit carrying card and all that kind of a thing. You're just allowed to, you know, as a, you know, matter of residency, living here, you're allowed to concealed carry or open carry, your choice. However, New Hampshire, unique as it is, does have reciprocity with other states. So if I'm going to travel, for example, and, you know, there's a state that's like, well, you can concealed carry if you have a permit. I can go down to whatever the town clerk or whatever bureaucrat's office I got to go down to, and I can get a thing that says, yes, this guy, me, is, you know, he has permission to concealed carry, and as long as your state has reciprocity, here's the document that allows that to occur. So what I like about New Hampshire is that they at least recognize that once I have this right, that they need to work with other geographic locations to make sure I continue to have that right.
Unlike some states which have instituted that and then stopped issuing permits altogether, which is annoying for individuals that enjoyed reciprocity previously. I believe Vermont does not actually have a permit, and Vermonters were kind of irritated they couldn't jump into New Hampshire without getting a New Hampshire permit as an out-of-state resident.
Right, but Maine, on the other side of New Hampshire, is it's almost the same thing. In fact, I think somebody was telling me that Maine might have more gun right freedom than New Hampshire does. I don't know how that's possible, but hey, whatever, man. Far out, solid, and right on. That means New Hampshire and Maine people can travel across borders and not have to really worry about it, which should be just the way that it is. If you're an ordinary, responsible citizen, you should be able to arm yourselves, and government should have nothing to say about it, period.
I have a point of contention with that, personally.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily, I'll make this very brief. Everybody usually tells me, because I used to be very hardcore libertarian, unrestricted gun rights across the board. Yeah. However, my fear is not criminals carrying guns,
right?
Because they were already going to do so. My problem is any yahoo who wants to play Captain Commando, believing they're seeing a crime or believing they're seeing an instance where they should draw a firearm that doesn't have any training whatsoever, using their judgment to execute somebody who in the end was doing nothing wrong, i.e. the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear you guys kind of your perspective on that, because that's all I have to add.
Well, my perspective is very simple. That is my property. It's really just that simple. Now, the fact that you've decided that kind of property is something that you will, you know, shoot me or kidnap me or fine me, depending on exactly how compliant I am with your will over mine, is completely irrelevant. It's just a kind of property, and I have the right to my property.
I mean, I can carry around, insert object here, right? A baseball bat. Right, a knife, right? Like we see this in Great Britain. I meant to call it Britain. There's nothing great about it. We see this, you know, where guns have been outlawed, Australia, right? Okay.
They've not been outlawed there, by the way.
In Great Britain?
They are not outlawed. In fact, gun ownership in the UK is the highest it's been in 30 years.
That is contrary to my information, however.
Last I was looking at, they were literally making it illegal for you to have kitchen knives.
Right, because, you know, knife attacks were up, supposedly.
Which is what
happens. On your person.
Yeah.
They did not ban kitchen knives. They banned you from having them on your person.
My point is that anything can be used as a weapon, right? The choice to intervene or kill, especially kill, the choice to kill, is always the first thought. The second thought is weapon selection. So if a person is determined to cause harm to another person, they're going to do it regardless of what any law enforcement, any individual citizen has to say about it. They're going to choose their weapons after they make the decision to harm another person. So outlawing weapons, all it does is it makes it easier for some yahoo to go off and hurt somebody else. Whereas if everybody had the exact same ability to arm themselves, and we see this here in New Hampshire where this is the case, almost no crime.
That's very unique to New Hampshire, however.
Maybe.
Because if you look at states with higher populations in the South, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, where there's a bigger cultural issue, they have unrestricted firearms ownership generally as well, and yet they lead the nation in terms of firearm homicide.
Right, but as usual, if you eliminate the metropolitan areas, where, of course, the restrictions and the enforcement are higher, the same thing can be said about Washington State. Washington State has a concealed carry permit process, but they also have open carry. And if you eliminate the major metropolitan area of Seattle, Washington from the statistics, they're a very safe state.
So, you mean where there are the most people, there's the highest potential for crime? That is a stunner.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, I mean,
but it's also where there's the highest amount of bureaucracy and the highest amount of taxation.
Because there are more people.
Well, of course, but what do you think attracts the psychopaths? Are they attracted to a rural area where they can exercise their power over, 30 people? Or are they attracted to a major metropolitan area where they can be tyrants over a million or 10 million people?
As far as crime goes, though, you do understand, obviously, that there's really no benefit to trying to be a criminal in a rural area, because there's typically less to acquire. Most crimes are done for material or pride. It's not necessarily done for no reason.
There's less to acquire, and there's a much greater risk. Because in rural areas, people tend to be fully aware that the police are very far away and tend to be ready to protect their own property themselves. Whereas in the cities...
So you believe that if cities had more firearms, we'd have fewer crimes in cities?
Yes.
I don't know exactly how you're going to justify that, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, by the numbers, really? I mean, if you look at a well-armed population where it is known that they are a well-armed population, then, I mean, you will still find higher crime in higher densities of population.
Yes.
But if it
because
is
there's a
well-
greater motivation of crime.
Hmm?
Because there's more motivation for crime. There's more to acquire in an area that has more to plunder.
Well, there's more motivation for it, and there's also simply more madness. I mean, humans are really bad at interacting with people they don't know. We're not designed for it. It tends to make us think that we are, on an unconscious level, that we are in enemy territory rather than in our own tribe. And after a while, that can get to some people and not others. So, yeah, madness increases in high-density population areas. That being said, though, some of it is for acquisition, and in those areas where it is well known that everyone is armed, then they are less likely to attempt to steal things because of the higher risk.
Yeah, once a person exceeds their Dunbar number, if you will, that's the only term that I have for this, but it's a... every individual, and it's slightly different from person to person. Some have a higher number, some have a lower number, but it's somewhere around 150 people that you can successfully get along with, sort of long-term, community-wise, that kind of a thing. Your personal sphere of influence is around 150 people per person. Once you exceed that, the number of interactions that you're going to have with other humans that are sort of less than personable are going to increase. Now, if you want to talk about crime, though, right, we have to look at the biggest criminal on planet Earth, and that is the organization type known as government. And so there is far more crime being committed against people in higher population areas by this specific organization.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, here's an example of where a a non-officer of government killed someone unnecessarily, believing that they were protecting someone else. Sure, that can happen. Now, compare that to the officers that kill people on, what is it, a daily basis at this point? And how many of them are innocent? And very frequently, very obviously, unjustly. And
now,
that is just a much higher...
More firearms after that.
Come again?
Now imagine you had said you need to arm the police more after becoming aware of that.
The police are all armed. They are 100% armed in this country. I'm saying that you need to arm everyone else.
That seems like a recipe for disaster, but
well,
I don't think we're going to agree on that.
Yep, we're probably not. You believe that people are basically bad, and the only thing stopping them is their inability to perform crime.
You shouldn't be disingenuous either.
Okay, well, that is the worldview that you are espousing, is that the thing that's keeping people from performing crime is their inability to perform crime.
Generally, yes.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. That's not how it works. Most of us don't perform crime, not because we can't perform crime, but because we choose not to and we don't want to live in that world.
Right.
Part of it is like we have a conscience and our little voice in our head says, don't do that.
Right. Like, I have raped as many people as I want to, and that number happens to be zero. Not because I can't or I'm prevented by something that somebody wrote down in some law book. It's because I recognize that forcing my will upon somebody else without consent is wrong.
And we don't get rid of rapes by removing all penises. That's just not how you do that. In the same way, you don't get rid of murders by removing weaponry. You get rid of murders by quit driving people insane. I mean, the current system that we have, the whole setup, drives people insane.
Hey, Stefan, thank you for the call. Feel free to call us again, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to comment. We've got some more callers holding. We'll get to you. And we've got more in store for you on tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.